this. But I had a hard time, and I Penny, they can walk faster than that. My Lord. Is all these people retired? Got nothing else to do? Get on the boat! And they're just talking and laughing. And I turn around, there's a gap in the line, and I kept looking at the gap, you know. And you know how wives are. Just be patient, just be patient. Yeah, but Penny, they can move up. You won't let me in front of you? I didn't go that far, but boy, I thought it. Finally, we got up there, and bless her heart, some of them didn't know whether they wanted to get on the boat or stay on the dock. And I know what they was thinking. That boat's moving. And there's this little old bitty ramp here. And it's almost like they're sticking their foot in really hot water. They go, ooh. So somebody helps them on the boat. And I'm back there going, my Lord, mercy. Just get on the boat. Get on the boat. Get on the boat. Get on the boat. What's your problem? Get on the boat. What are you waiting for? Get on the boat. Let me tell you, if you got 1 foot in the boat and 1 foot on the dock, you ain't in. You ain't in. If you got to hesitate and wait when you're supposed to be boarding the boat, your mind ain't made up and your heart ain't made up. Amen. You know what I'm thinking? I'm thinking we ought to be moving, amen, with absolutely the fastest motion that we can possibly get. Get on the boat. Get on the boat. Amen. As a mother, we ought to be children. Get on the boat. Get on the boat. As an unsaved husband, we ought to be saying, honey, get on the boat. Get on the boat. With a neighbor, come on, get on the boat. Get on the boat. Amen. I'm not trying to be offensive. I'm just trying to tell you that boat's getting ready to sail. There's a storm coming. There's a storm brewing. I don't want to be left on the dock. I don't want to be left waving to the boat saying, I intended to get on the boat. I wanted to get on the boat, but I didn't get on the boat. Amen. Now I'm on the boat and the boat is gone. I don't want to be that person standing waving. I want to be on the boat. I want to be in the safety of God's arms. Get in the boat. Now's the time to get in the boat. Man, I want to share something with you. Going back to the boarding of the boat. And I hope this rings a bell with you, because it did with me. Thank God that the captain was more patient than me. Let that sink in. No pun intended. You don't usually use sink and boat in the same sentence. Let that dwell on your mind. Thank God that the captain said, no, it's not time. They're still boarding. Impatient preachers and impatient tourists, give them a nudge, get on the boat. But the captain said, no. Thank God. I just told you a while ago, spiritually, I wasn't one of the first ones that boarded that Holy Ghost boat. I was way back there, but thank God the captain. No, no, no. We're not leaving. We're not leaving. There's still one out there. There's still one out there. Amen. You don't raise your hand, but don't you know that there's somebody still out there? There's somebody that needs to get on the boat. There's somebody that needs to be born again. There's somebody that needs to turn their life over to Jesus Christ. I don't know. I can't see your hearts. I don't know what's on your mind, but I can't help believing there's somebody in this congregation this morning, amen, that's been contemplating getting on the boat, been thinking about it, been enjoying the blessings of God, been feeling and the recipient of His mercy and grace. grace, but you're still not certain about devoting and giving your life in its entirety to the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, now is the time, because there's a storm brewing. There's a storm on the horizon. It may not be a physical storm, but I believe with all in my heart that there's things that are going to come upon this world that's going to realize or make people standing on the corner, standing on the dock, realize that I need to get in the boat. I need to be saved. I need to turn my life over to Jesus. Hallelujah. I believe it's time. Some folks, it's not that they've refused to get on the boat. They just neglected to get on the boat. They've just neglected to get on the boat. They didn't think it would surely sail without them. So they had all the time in the world. They've been talking the coming of the Lord ever since I was born. That only makes it closer. Been hearing that all of my life. Read it in the Word of God. Amen. I'm not telling you that the world's going to end today, but I'm telling you if it does, I'm in the boat. Amen. I'm in the boat. Not because of me, but all because of Him. I was introduced to the captain. Praise God. I know Him personally. Hallelujah. Thank God. Thank God for the blood of Jesus Christ. Thank God for the redemption power. Thank God for His forgiveness. Thank God for His mercy. Thank God that He left the boat waiting for me to come aboard. Amen. I'm so thankful today, amen, that I heard the call. I'm so thankful that I obeyed the call. I didn't to start with, but thank God I can tell you today, it's not because of anything I did, it's because of everything He did. Amen. And He loved me. He loved me even in my sinful nature. He loved me even when I was playing on the shoreline, and He waited for me to come. Hallelujah. Jesus went up into the mountain to pray and to seek the will of the Father. I don't know. He was alone, so His prayer is not documented. His prayer is not written. But somehow in the Scriptures, as we kind of see into the mind of Christ, so many times His prayers were for others other than Himself. We know the prayer in the Garden of Gethsemane at that appointed time was for His flesh. Get His flesh under subjection. But I don't know. Allow me to just kind of think that maybe He was praying. And you know, many, many times, and I'm very guilty of this. Lord, bless each and every one that's my duty to pray for. But I kind of think Jesus called the name of every disciple. He had time to do it, because when He left sometime during the middle part of the day, He was praying, and up until the evening hour, that lets me believe it was more than a 30-minute prayer or an hour prayer. It was a time, amen, of soul searching. It was a time for praying and kind of probably naming every disciple and praying God for their protection. And not really on the high seas, because He knew that He was going to walk out and calm that sea. But for the storms of life, for the times that Peter would be facing a horrible crowd after the resurrection of Christ, maybe of John as he would be exiled to the Isle of Patmos, maybe some of the other disciples as they were beheaded or crucified for carrying on the gospel of Jesus Christ. He knew, he could feel that the storm was brewing. He could feel the urgency of the prayer. And that this morning rang in my heart. It rang in my spirit. Lord, there's an urgency that's in the air. I don't believe that I'm on the only born-again Christian that believes that, that feels that. I don't believe that I'm the only minister or pastor that feels that urgency to compel folks to get into the boat, to get your heart right, to give your life to Jesus. Amen. Good intentions are just that, intending. If I had banked on my good intentions, I probably wouldn't be here today in a saved condition. But I realized that I had to put my intentions into motions. I had to do something. I had to spiritually step forward and get into the ark of safety, to get into the arms of Christ. And I urge you today, I use the word that Jesus himself did. I constrain and compel you. If you're not born again, let this be the day. Let this be the time. Let this be the hour. For whatever reason that you put it off, it's not, it doesn't have to be confessed to me. You don't have to explain anything to me. Understand, I have been there. I know what it is to give excuse after excuse. I know what it is to say, I'll do it later. I'll do it in my time. I know what it is to say, I'm too young. I want to enjoy the pleasures of life as long as I can. And later on in life, I'll give my life to Christ. It's amazing how young folks think that they're going to live forever. Amen. But when you reach a certain age, you begin to realize that every breath you breathe is on loan from God. Every time you step out of the doors, there could be a multitude of things that could snap you out of this life. Amen. But the main thing is to know that you're in the boat. Amen. That you're in the ark of the safety of God. That you've been born again. That Jesus Christ is alive and well in your spirit and in your soul. And let me tell you, once you get in the boat, you don't want to get out. Hallelujah. Praise God. In fact, I didn't even think about this. When we got to the island and we embarked, and let me tell you something. The waves out toward the island were a lot more boisterous than the waves at the shore was. It was rocking that boat. And now I would dare say there was about a third of those people that said, I ain't getting off. And I'm thinking, we come to see the island, you know, folks. And then I happen to think, well, they don't want to cross over that little thing again, you know. They're on the boat. They're staying there. It was rocky enough the first time. I know it'd be rocky. They stayed on the boat. Me and Penny, we got off and we went and we walked around. A lot of people did, too. We come back and they're still sitting there. It's my seat. You ain't getting it. You go boat sit somewhere else. I got this seat. Amen. Hallelujah. There's a song. Amen. I am determined to hold out to the end. Amen. I am determined to keep my seat on the boat. How about you? I'm not going to let anything deter me. I'm not going to let anything draw me away. I've been out there. Amen. I've been out there. Believe me, it's a lot better here than it was out there. Praise God. So I don't even find any fault with them. Once they got on the boat, they stayed there on the boat. God, help me to have that determination. Help me to have that mindset. Whatever storm arises, I'm in the boat. I'm safely in the boat. I believe it's time. I believe it's time. The Apostle Paul was on one of his missionary journeys. And the storms arose and the boat began to break up. And I believe he said something like, those that remain on the boat shall be saved. Those that will remain on the boat. Because people were getting ready to jump ship. And he said, those, because the Lord has spoken to me. And I believe that was not only for the intention of that physical keeping, amen, of the Apostle Paul and those that were with him. Because those that were with him, God spared their lives. But I believe it's also prophetic. I believe it's also for our intent to know that if we stay in the boat, we shall survive. Amen. If we stay in the ark of the safety of God, if we stay in his arms, if we stay in his presence, amen, I believe everything will be all right. Because we don't know when the storms are going to come. Storms sometimes are very inconvenient. If we could schedule the storm, hello, when I'm going to get in my basement at 3 o'clock next Thursday, and I'm going to have provisions, you know, like Doritos and Sprites and donuts, you know, those survival foods that we need. And I'm going to be prepared for when that storm hits at exactly 3:10 next Thursday. And what's going to be weird, I just happen to think, what if we get a storm at 3:10 Thursday? Y'all going to say, oh, my God. I'm just pulling these numbers, by the way. Boy, if it happens, I'll get new respect, won't I? But storms don't happen that way. Sometimes they come when you least expect them. Jesus was praying until evening. And you know what time he approached the boat? In the fourth watch. Fourth watch. Sometime between 3 and 6 a.m. God, don't let a storm come. That's my best sleep. And it is. Yeah, really. If I could sleep from 10 to 12 like I could from 4 to 6 in the morning, man. That's some of the best. Right before you're supposed to get up, that's some of the best sleep in the world. It's when the storm hit, though. Come on, when you're in your deepest sleep, when you're not expecting it, thank God they was on the boat. Thank God. Because Jesus knew that the storm was coming. And he just walks out there. Just walking in the storm. Walking on the waves. Hallelujah. That lets me to know he wasn't really probably praying for himself. He was praying for others. Praying for others. Some of you today are the recipients of prayers of loved ones that's concerned about you because you've not made that commitment. It's all right to pray from the boat. Hello? It's all right. I want as many people. Hey, the boat I'm talking about, it ain't going to sink. I don't care how many people you get on there. There's always room for another one. Always room. Always room for another one. Man. Who is it that you need to constrain? Who is it that you need to compel? Who is it that you need to say, come on, it's time for you to get on the boat. It's time for you to make a decision. That's not hateful. It's not hateful. That's showing love. That's showing concern for your fellow man. Is it a family member? Is it a loved one? Is it a child? Someone you work with? Someone you hang around with? Somebody you pal with? Who is it? Who is it that seems to be unconcerned about their life? Because I believe the Lord stirred my heart this morning. I believe there's a storm coming. Amen. I believe the storm that is coming, amen, is not going to shake the boat or sink the boat that we're in. Thank God for His mercy. Thank God for His grace. Thank God for His saving power. Hallelujah. And in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them, walking on the sea, walking in the midst of the storm. I hope that somehow, some way, that I've been able to convey to you this morning the seriousness of this matter. I've tried to use some analogies to help us focus on the reality of getting our heart and our soul right with the Lord. We can play mind games from now to eternity. Amen. But nobody knows like you know whether or not you've been born again and whether or not you're ready to meet the Lord. It's one thing to hold your hand up and say, yeah, I'm ready. And that's all right. It's not for popular opinion, okay? It's not to impress anybody. But I'm asking you this morning to search your soul, to know that you are ready. Because this pastor had such a call this morning to compel those that are unsaved to please come. Please come. Please come get on board. Would you stand? Every head bowed, every eye closed. Would you allow me to say that the boat is docked? And the gangplate, the plate, the whatever it is, the ramp is down. And it's ready for you to come. Would you come forward? Would you give your life to Jesus this morning? Would you get on the boat? My heart's desire that every member in this church, every person in this church is ready. But I don't know that. That's between you and God. But I would not feel right without giving you an opportunity this morning. I'm not going to hold it long. Because I believe if once that ramp is down, I want to run to it with urgency. Amen. I would hate to have to drag somebody screaming and hollering on that boat, because I don't think that'd do any good. But I want you to have your mind made up. Lord, this is the day. While every head is bowed, every eye is closed, could I just see the hands of those that said, Brother Eddie, I want to constrain and I want to compel others to give their life to Christ. Thank God for that. You're not raising that hand for me to see. You're raising that hand in a commitment to Christ that I'm going to be a witness for others. May God bless you. I love you. Let's get on the boat. Brother Jim.
Yes. Praise the Lord. Come down.
Sure. Heavenly Father, Lord, as we come this morning, God, for your healing, your sustaining. Lord, right now, the name of Jesus, as we agree, God, in your soul, in your word, God, for the touching of you and our sister. Father, I pray, God, that you would move right now. God, only you, God, can do this miracle. God, we believe in right now, Lord, for right now, touch. Lord, we believe that God, that you would touch this lady. God, I pray your will be done, Lord. God, I pray, God, that this lady should be seen. God, I pray, Lord, that you would intercede right now, God. Lord, we know, God, that you're for the touch and the anointing of this brother to be. In the name of Jesus, we declare it, we believe it, and we call it God in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, sweet Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Praise your holy name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Thank God my yesterday's gone.